Hey, Fit Friends, if there were a way that you could have deeper, more meaningful connections, that's something you want to know more about, right? In today's episode, it's a quickie, and I'm going to give you 10 things to compliment someone on other than their appearance. Because what happens when you take a non-diet approach is you learn to value others. You learn to value yourself for more than your body and more than your looks. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. When I'm working with clients, we will often make a pros and cons list of ditching diet culture against continuing their diet behaviors. And of course, the reasons to ditch it, the reasons to go all in with a non-diet approach, those always weigh heavier. However, the reasons to stay stuck are also very tempting and very comfortable. One of the reasons to stay that is a common thread among all clients when we do this exercise is that I get so much more attention, so many more compliments when I'm skinnier, when I'm in a smaller body. And what's so sad and upsetting about this is because it's true. It's really an unfortunate reality in our thin, obsessed society. So what's the problem with commenting on someone's body, someone's appearance? It's not necessarily a bad thing. However, when it's the only thing that someone is getting compliments on, it's really hard for that to not get wrapped up into their identity, especially when their body changes, which it will. That's part of life. That's part of being a human. It's part of, you know, growing and going through different seasons. And it can be really difficult when it feels like this is the only part of you that's valued by others in this world. Let's talk about commenting on weight loss specifically. This absolutely can be harmful because you don't know someone's reason for weight loss or whether they might be struggling with disordered eating. I am in a Facebook group of other new moms. We all shared the same due date for, you know, our child in April. And one of the women shared a story how, you know, she had the baby and she was a teacher. And so she went back to school. I think it was like kindergarten or something. And she went to their, you know, graduation. And she was so upset because there was not one, but two people who asked when she was due. She already had the baby, right? Body image can already be so challenging. Postpartum is already so challenging as it is. And then to add this layer of, you know, someone again, commenting on your appearance. And I could do a whole nother episode on bounce back culture and the problems and the issues that there are with postpartum. But the point is, we need to start looking beyond the bodies. We need to start complimenting each other on things other than their appearance. So here's 10 ideas. Number one, I love your sense of humor. You always know how to make me laugh. Number two, your bright energy is just contagious. I always feel so happy when I'm around you. You really are such a great friend. I really appreciate how you're always there for me no matter what. I love how passionate you are about the things you care about. There's no doubt that you are making the world a better place. I love how chill, how genuine, how down to earth you are. I always feel like I can be myself around you. You are the best gift giver. I truly admire your thoughtfulness in picking out something that's meaningful. Girlfriend, I admire your independence. You are just not afraid to just be you and do your thing, no matter what anyone else says or thinks. Thanks for always being so open-minded. It really opens up my perspective on things. I love your optimism. I know I can always turn to you to boost my mood and to see the silver lining. You are so strong. I admire your resiliency, especially after everything that you've been through. Friends, I hope this list inspires you not only to pass it on to others, but recognize how much more there is to you. I invite you to join our private group. We'll put the link in the show notes. And I'd love to hear your favorite non-physical compliment. Or better yet, report back how this felt when you gave someone else a compliment. I would love, love, love if you would do that and tag us on Instagram at KT Hake, H-A-K-E, or tag our podcast at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Either way, we'll see it. We'll repost it. And we just want to celebrate just making the world a better place. Let's spread the non-diet message because as you know, it takes a village. And I'm so glad you're part of my village. So have a great week, Fit Friends, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.